quickly recap the discussion we began yesterday, and then hopefully come to some halacha lemaisa conclusions. We mentioned yesterday fascinating psak in the Chai Adam, in Klal Chaf Beis. The Chai Adam writes that if someone starts davening Shemoneh Esrei, and he gets mixed up because he's davening by heart, and he forgets the text of the Shemoneh Esrei, so Chai Adam paskins, in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, he's allowed to walk to a place where he knows that there's a sitter available, and take the sitter in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei so that he can daven without getting mixed up. In the Dir Shem Mishnah Berurah, they cite a psak from Rav Chaim Kanievsky, that this is true even for a portion of Shemoneh Esrei that is not ma'akev. For example, the Alanisim, Chanukah or Purim. Now, the regular Shemoneh Esrei most of us are familiar with, we know it by heart. But the Alanisim, okay, that may be not always is someone as familiar with it, but even for something like the Alanisim, which if you forget it altogether, no need to repeat Shemoneh Esrei, nonetheless, Chaim Kanievsky paskin, the same psak would apply. If you're davening Shemoneh Esrei Baal Peh, and you realize, oh no, it's Purim, oh no, it's Chanukah, and oh, I forgot the text of the Alanisim, he says the same psak of the Chai Adam would apply, that you can walk to a bookcase where you know there's a sitter available, take the sitter, and then continue davening Shemoneh Esrei, where you left off. Ideally, if you can stand where you found the sitter, stand there instead of walking back unnecessarily to where you were davening before. But, sorry? So Rav Chaim was always mocked to use the sitter himself. Right, so it's a good musr. If Rav Chaim was mocked to use the sitter, then no one else can claim that I know the nusach better than he does. Okay, that's a good ha'ara. Thank you. But let me add that there is an additional psak in Chai Adam. This one, not in Klal Chaf Beis, but in Klal Chaf Hei. Where the Chai Adam writes, if somebody's davening Shemoneh Esrei, and then he is unsure what the halacha is in terms of how he should continue davening. He forgot an insertion in Shemoneh Esrei. He doesn't know, do I go back? Do I keep on going? What do? Do I start over again? Do I not start over again? So Chai Adam paskins again. Mutter leilich mimkomo lemakom hamiyuchad v'la'ayin sham b'sefer. You know that there is a halacha sefer in the back. You know exactly where it is. Middle Shemoneh Esrei. He paskins. You can walk back to the bookcase, take the sefer, look up the halacha, and then determine, okay, I repeat Shemoneh Esrei, I start again, I go back to the particular bracha that I forgot to say the insertion in, whatever the case might be. So twice the Chai Adam has such a psak. The Mishnah Berurah quotes both of these Piskei Halacha of the Chai Adam, one in Siman Tzadi Vav and one in Siman Kuf Dalet. He quotes both of these Piskei Halacha of the Chai Adam. Correct, right. He's not discussing violating the Isra of walking in front of someone who's davening Shemoneh Esrei. He doesn't address that explicitly in this context, but you're right, that's another concern. Even more mechudishtik is that the Chai Adam writes the following. After saying you can go to a sefer and look up the halacha if you don't know how to proceed in Shemoneh Esrei, he then says, v'im mutter lish'ol hadin, are you allowed to ask someone? I don't have a sefer. I don't know where to find the halacha. But there's a guy just walked in. He seems like he's a knowledgeable fellow. He is in Shemoneh Esrei. Can I ask him in the middle of my Shemoneh Esrei, what should I do? Says the Chai Adam, Sarachiyin, v'nirali demutter. He paskins akadekach. Then not only can you walk to a bookcase and get a sefer, look up the halacha if you need to in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, but if that's not going to work, you can even ask someone in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei what to do. I'm davening Shemoneh Esrei right now. I forgot v'sein talamatar. What do I do? Okay, you can ask someone in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. So paskins the Chai Adam. As I mentioned yesterday, Shlomo Kluger in his Tshuvas Alef L'Hashlomo, or Chaim Simon Nun, was asked to shy about somebody who forgot Yalav Yavo, and he doesn't know what to do. He is in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Can he go and get a sefer? Look it up. Chas v'shalom lasos kain. Chas v'shalom. You can't walk to a sefer to look it up. And he writes, he says, even if you'll tell me that simple walking is not a hefsek, but walking and taking a sefer and looking up the halacha, that is a hefsek. Furthermore, he says, maybe walking is not a hefsek if you are still facing the direction you were davening in before. But to turn your back and walk back to the sefer and the bookcase and then take a sefer, that perhaps is worse. That perhaps is worse. Hold on. So he says, number one, even if walking is not a hefsek, if Shlomo Kluger argues, to turn your back to where you were standing before is problematic. Number two, to get a safe and look up a halacha, that's more of a hefsek. And he therefore says, chalila lasos kain, because aside from the concerns of hefsek, marasayin, people will see you, just stam, Moshe Menashe, turn around, walk away, they're not going to know what's going on inside your mind, inside your sitter. They're going to start talking about this guy. He says, therefore, it's also for that reason as well. You said the Chayyarim says it's mutter. He writes, chalila lismuch alav. Can't rely on that. So writes the Halacha HaShlomo, Shlomo Kluger. So what do you do? So I mentioned yesterday, as I spent once a Shabbos in Bar Park, heard the Shmuz or Shir from Rav Tobi Goldstein. So he raised this Macholkes HaPoskim, and he asked that Shaila, so what do you do, Lamaisa? What are you supposed to do? So he quoted Shas Shvis Pnei Maven. At the time, it was the first time I ever heard of the Sefer. I wasn't familiar with it. Subsequently looked it up after I heard it from Rav Goldstein, Zatzal. It's a Sefer written by Rav Nisanel Fried, Hungary, 1913 or so. So he asks the Shaila, Simon Lamed Vav. Someone's davening Shemoneh Esrei, and he forgot to say one of the insertions, a suffix, what should I do? Doesn't know the din. To continue davening, he risks Bracha Levatala, because maybe he's mechuyav to start again. And just to daven weiter when he's mechuyav to start again is Bracha Levatala. To start again if he doesn't have to, also, that's also a potential Bracha Levatala. Maybe I should just go weiter. So what do you do? What are you supposed to do? So, can you be mafsik? Can you ask somebody? That's the Shaila. So he quotes this Machlokas Chayadam and Shlomo Kluger. Chayadam says, go get a sefer, go ask somebody. Shlomo Kluger says, Chalila lismuchalav, how could you do such a thing? So he suggests the following pshara. He says, Raki Shlomar, de'efshir de'yigmar ha'tfila, go vayter in Shemoneh Esrei. So you forgot one of the insertions, and you don't know what the halach is. Do I keep on going? Do I go back? What should I do? So the Pnei Maven suggests, continue davening, and have in mind that if you ultimately find out that, oh no, you should have started again from the beginning. You forgot Masha Veruach. Don't you know you're supposed to start again from the beginning? You can't just keep on davening. So have in mind that if they tell you afterwards that you should have gone back to the beginning, so then the brachas that you're saying now should be betoras nedava. There is this concept in halacha that you can offer a voluntary karban and you can offer a voluntary tefillah. Now, we don't, generally speaking, encourage nowadays davening a tefillah and dava because we're concerned about people not having proper kavana. And furthermore, this is not the whole Shemoneh Esrei. This is like a half a Shemoneh Esrei betaras nedava. So what kind of chiddush is this? So he says there's a shita sarashba that even be'emtza ha'tfila, you're allowed to daven the remaining brachos betoras nedava. Now, granted, we don't paskin that way, he says, but benidon didan, he writes, in this situation where, what are you supposed to do? Either way you decide to go, you might be saying a bracha levatala. To start again, maybe you shouldn't be starting again. To go weiter, maybe you should have started again. So you're stuck. What are you supposed to do? So rather than be somach on the chayram, he recommends davening the rest of Shemoneh Esrei betoras nedava, to be somach on that rashba in this context. And he suggests that maybe even those who disagree with the Rashba would agree in this case that you could rely on this approach to daven betoras nedava as a voluntary tefillah, because it could be you're mechuyev to do it. It could be that you're just going vayter what you're supposed to do. You know, maybe you're doing the right thing, I'll pidin anyways. Maybe you're supposed to just continue davening. So he says, continue davening, and have in mind that in the event that you're not supposed to continue davening, you're doing so betoras nedava. You're doing some betoras nedava. And he says, then, especially if you add in a little extra tefillah in one of the brachos, you get to Shema Kolenu, and you add in a little extra tefillah for Chayilei Tzahal. You get to Rafa'enu, you add in a little extra tefillah for a chola that you know. So you're mechadish something in one of the brachos, betoras nedava, that's even better, he says. That's even better. So that is his recommendation as to how to navigate this machlokas, the Chayadam, and Rav Shlomo Kluger. Fascinating. It's compromise suggestion. But as I mentioned earlier, the Mishnah Berurah does quote the Chayadam Lahalacha Lamaisa, and remarkably in Sefer Isha Yisrael, and is quoted in the Deir Shem Mishnah Berurah, it seems that Rav Yashiv and Chaim Kanievsky also concur with that psak of the Chai Adam and of the Mishnah Berurah Halacha L'Maisa, that you are allowed to, if you need to, in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, walk to a bookcase if you know where the sefer is. You can't start looking around. You have to know exactly where it is and what you're looking for. If you know exactly where it is and what you're looking for, you can go look it up in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. And you can even, like the Chai Adam said, and Mishnah Berurah quotes, you can even ask somebody, if you need to, what to do, and then immediately continue davening from where you left off, preferably from where you're standing now, if that's feasible. But that is not just how the Chai Adam paskins, but also how the Mishnah Berurah paskins, and also how Rav Yashiv and Chaim Kanievsky seem to paskin as well.